Hello, hello, and thank you for tuning in with Straight Talk with Mai. I am your host, Mai, and today we will be talking about autism and dating a special needs mom or dating as a special needs mom. So in today's segment, you're going to get a little bit about what it's like to date a special needs mom, and if you are a special needs mom, you'll get some nuggets on how to go about that and how to pursue it. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dating and autism. What it's like to date for a parent of a child who has special needs. I often get asked this question because of the many encouraging words that I give and that I give regarding my own personal life in one of those areas, meaning my relationships, my personal relationships. So I often get asked by special needs moms, how do you date? How do you date? How do you find the time? Who do you date? You know, just how did you get in that headspace or allow yourself to actually open up some part of your life to dating? And for me, I can say that, you know, to any special needs parent, specifically moms, will know, like, you really don't have extra time for anything. You really don't have time just exclusively for yourself. Being a parent can be challenging at times, but being a special needs parent has its own set of unique challenges. So for me, I just began to kind of explore who I was as a woman, and I would take breaks in between, you know, caring for my daughter and just think about what I wanted, you know, in the future outside of her. I knew that I would have to include her in everything eventually, but I had to really learn to create that headspace for myself. I had to really learn to realize that I also needed something just for me, you know, just for myself. My two daughters are adults now. I have two children. My oldest is 24 and she has special needs. She has autism. She's also nonverbal. So she's totally relying upon me for day-to-day tasks. Although she's independent, she has her own mind and things like that, she probably... it will be difficult for her to live alone. So majority of my time is spent caring for her. And so dating seemed unreal for me for a long time because, you know, as anybody knows who's been in relationships, relationships can also be time consuming. You have to give of yourself in a way that is selfless, but then you also have to have boundaries. So I just didn't see it fitting anywhere in my life. I knew if I was going to date, it was just going to have to happen while my life was going on. Like someone would have to just come along and join, you know, enjoying the train, as I like to say, just hop aboard and be along for the ride. When you are a special needs parent, there are certain concerns that you have about your children that may seem a little overboard for some, but are necessary for parents like myself. Because my daughter is not verbal, it's difficult to know how she's feeling and what she's thinking. So just looking at the news and how, I believe within the last 3 days, I've seen three young toddler baby girls who were essentially murdered by a man that was either around their mother or their mother was dating or a husband, something of that sort. And that's a fear that most parents have. And then you couple that with a special needs child, because I believe one of those children has special needs, if I'm not mistaken. The one in Texas, I believe. I think her name was Malia. Sorry if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. But being a parent of a special needs child who is nonverbal, you couple that with she's an adult as well. So her body begins to develop or is developed like an adult, you know, an adult body. So you have concerns that, is my child safe? You know, these were the things that I took into account while dating. And I believe that this is why I probably held on or held back for so long, because my child's safety would always come first. It still does. Both of my children, for that matter. So I would have to be comfortable enough, and these were things that I had to consider. I would have to be comfortable enough to allow someone into my space that not only brought me comfort, but also I felt safe enough with them being around my child. Also, there were the things that I thought about and considered when I thought about dating was the temperament of the individual that I would bring around. Like, they would have to be, as you know, special needs moms and parents, you know how it is. They would have to be patient. They would have to have a different level of patience that most parents or people probably don't operate in, because it gets hard, you know, it gets tough, it gets frustrating for the whole family when you have someone who has special needs in your family. Like, the whole family becomes a special needs family. I say that all the time to people. They ask me different things, and I'm like, when Nani, which is my daughter, got diagnosed with autism, myself and my other daughter was basically diagnosed as well. We became an autism family and not just my daughter being on the spectrum. We didn't learn that right away, but as time went on, we watched and saw how we adapted and adjusted to her world. So there's things that happen in our home daily that probably won't happen in an average home. She has sensory processing disorder, which is basically like her senses are very heightened, so she's taking in a lot of input, a lot of sound, a lot of things, you know, that she's seeing, a lot of things that she's tasting, you know, different textures of things. She's taking it in all at one time. And because it's hard, or it can be difficult for her brain to filter it out at times, she will have what they call a meltdown, which is nothing like a tantrum. A meltdown is uncontrollable. There's nothing that anyone can do to actually, like, stop it. And I learned that in the way. So coming from, you know, the Black communities, you know, we have this strong level of discipline. Our children are supposed to do everything that we tell them to do. And when you're dealing with autism, that goes out of the door. And most people who know me know that I'm sort of a strict disciplinarian. I can say that, but that wouldn't hold a candle to autism. I tried over the course of many, many years. It just did that, just that all of that went out of the door. So I knew I would need someone or have to even date someone who had to have a different form or level of patience, someone who can manage their own emotions and can possibly come in to bring a different level of stability and not disrupt the household. Because any disruption with autism, like any disruption in their schedules or their way of life, can cause a lot of chaos. And most people or children with autism don't settle well with things that disrupt their lives. They live by a strict schedule. And if they don't have a schedule, I mean, it can get really, really chaotic, and it can last for months and weeks, you know, years. It can last a long time. You can't just introduce new things to them and expect them to adapt like that. That's not how autism works. It's a bit complicated. So I knew I would need someone who was grounded or who had the potential to learn about autism and have the potential to bring a different level of stability into my home. So that was another major thing that I had to consider when dating, almost like dating on the spectrum. And one of the things I wanted to say was that a lot of people have this misconception that because you have a child with special needs that no one's willing to date you. Like, you won't be able to find or interact with, you know, someone on that level. I thought that to a degree after my child had gotten older, but I never really took that into account. I was just more about, you know, taking care of my child, making sure she got the best care needed, you know, from me and all the other resources that we need. But I think that we have to remember that everybody has a different capacity within them. Everybody operates at different levels of maturity or, you know, compassion and things like that. And these are things you have to look for in an individual. I just knew that everybody is not the same. Everybody's not gonna be able to accept, you know, my very unique and sometimes challenging life. So I didn't look for someone to come to me. Like, I didn't go trying to seek out anyone. I knew that whoever I would date would have to come into my life and have a deep well of compassion, or either had the potential where it could be navigated, you know, it can be constructed when getting to know me and my daughter or in my family, you know. So because that individual will eventually become an autism family, a part of the autism family that we so uniquely have. But I wouldn't give up on love. I believe that having a stable love and a firm foundation in your home changes the game for everybody in the home. I don't have the facts in front of me, but I know that it's a well-known fact that a lot of families have broken up because of autism. A lot of people have gone their separate ways. You know, marriages have strained marriages, you know, things like that have come to an end because the care of the individual child gets trying at times. And I think that's when you have to evaluate what type of partner you will allow into your life, because everything at certain times, everything may revolve around that child. Just like, you know, in my home, it can't be loud. So for most people, it may seem too calm or too boring, you know, but any type of loud trigger from the TV or, you know, different things might trigger, you know, a meltdown for my daughter. And for me, her staying calm is more important than, you know, someone enjoying a loud television or loud radio. Now, we do sometimes, you know, blast the music a little bit. She likes music, you know, but for majority of the time, the house has to be calm. I can't have a lot of people over here, you know, conversing, and because that all of those different conversations for her, her brain's not filtering all of that out, and it sounds differently than it does to us. So it's loud and it's actually painful for her. So that also causes a meltdown as well. So I just believe that there is always someone out there that has the deep well or capacity of compassion to meet the needs of special needs moms, single moms, and or single dads. We just have to look for what matches our situation, and keep your hopes high. I believe that the special needs family dynamic is so unique that it basically teaches you compassion on a level that you would have never otherwise known, because you really have to put yourself aside to care for someone in the special needs community, specifically autism. So for all of the parents, and specifically single moms, all of the parents out there looking to date and think that it's not possible, it absolutely is. It absolutely is. It may take you stepping outside of your norm, dating someone you probably never thought that you would, because a lot of things that I learned was, you know, my taste in men from the time I was, you know, before I had children to, you know, after I had children changed, because I had to take my child or my children into consideration while dating. So you'll see that that can also happen. I mean, a lot of things you're going to transition into, but I would just say, you know, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Don't close that part of your life out or shut it down because you feel like you're not capable of receiving love because of the responsibility that you have. I absolutely believe that there's someone out there for everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. I would like to invite you to download the Anchor app or catch us on Spotify. Favorite the show, subscribe to the show. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts and everywhere where podcasts are available. Thank you so much again for tuning in with Straight Talk, and I am your host, Mai. Until next time.